floor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. Just building on what was mentioned by Lukasz and by the colleagues from ECF, using a differentiation between experienced and less experienced users or cyclists, you know, holds a certain risk, because how do you define experienced and non-experienced? Some people may find themselves very experienced, but as a matter of fact, you know, like they may not meet the criteria, you know, needed. So it's something that if it is to be used, that should be defined first. Maybe there are already such definitions that, you know, that clearly, you know, specify what it is to be an experienced cyclist. But it is it's something, you know, that we should keep on our radar. Let's say that the definition is important if we want to include it in any type of agreement or.